This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Google wants you to know it takes your privacy really, really seriously and that it's really, really sorry it didn't tell anybody back in March when it figured it out about a bug that exposed personal data, and we're talking full names, emails, birth dates, and pictures too. Exposed all that data from hundreds of thousands of users of Google+. It's not very successful, and as of yesterday, shut down social network. The Wall Street Journal, which reported the story, said the company kept quiet for fear of regulatory scrutiny and reputational damage, which may well be. But Marketplace's Renata Sego reports now on how privacy breaches might also hit Google where it hurts.
When the Google Plus bug surfaced in March, it was an inconvenient time to be a tech giant with a data breach on its hands. Facebook was in the middle of the Cambridge Analytica scandal and was trying to fend off new regulations. Google wanted no association with that. Matt Marzieski with the digital ad agency Merkle says Google likely feared a big hit to its reputation.
That's the value exchange. And if Google breaks that trust, then their entire ad business is at risk.
Google dominates that advertising space, and ads account for more than 80% of Google's revenue. Joshua Erdman runs the digital marketing agency Systems and Marketing Solutions. He says Google's now trying to restore trust by reworking its own privacy rules.
They're trying to take the best stance in getting caught. That's their answer to say we're handling it.
Self-correction is one way the company can skirt costly federal regulations. Google may be a powerful tech company, but Erdman says competition could get a leg up if Google gets bogged down in new regulations.
If there ends up being a problem from Google, there are going to be entrepreneurs that will have an answer and a replacement up in less than a year.
Monica Peart is senior forecasting director for eMarketer. She says Google's ad revenue is growing, even as ad competitors like Amazon grab a bigger slice of the market. Still, she says, it's unlikely for this Google Plus breach to hurt the company's bottom line.
As long as Google is answering everyone's questions, then Google is still going to be used for the vast majority of searches. And that's really what advertisers have to work with.
Google says it found no evidence that the exposed personal data caused any harm. The company did not respond to an interview request. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.